We'll see. If I say everything, if I finish today, everything that I want to do, then maybe we'll stop after today. We'll see. So the Mishnah says on the test, Novi Asheka, also from the Nechnokim, and Misnabi Mashalay Shoma Umashalay Nemalay. It's also with the other. So the Mishnah says there's two kinds of Novi Asheka. Misnabi Mashalay Shoma Umashalay Nemalay. What's the distinction? What's the difference? It says Rashi, Mashalay Nemalay, Akhokisha Nemalay Chaday, with the Mari Yolofa. Well, it out from the Pesukim. There's Achanovi Ashiyozo Davidova Vishmi, that's Misnabi Mashalay Shoma at all. And Esa Sherloit Sivi Sivadaber, the Chaveri Sivi, that's Novi Amisnami Masha Shalay Nemeloi, but it was Nemelo Chaver. Pastor, this is one lab, and in the Ramam, in the Minyan Amitsis, it's one lab. The Yad also is that way. Novi Shinovi Hasheker, the Lashon of the Mishnah that way, really. Novi Hasheker, and then it subdivides. Amisnami Masha Shoma, Mashalay Nemeloi. The Ramam is also that way. Both of these cases are called the Novi Sheker. I think the Ram adds Misnabi Masha Misnabi B'Shema, but Azura also goes into the lab of Novi Sheker. Yeah, so one question right away, really I want to flag at least. I'll come back to it later, but one question is how do we know? How are we gonna be how are we ever Mechayev a Novi a Misnabi Masha Lenemaloy in based? How do we know? Meaning Mela Novi Mela the first case. Hamisnabi Mashal Ishama, Yimanabi, something that's just altogether made up. So that the Torah says, Ashali Yadov, Layova, Yadov, Ashali Dibre Hashem. The Torah says, if the Nebu is not Mukuyim, then we know that he's a Novi Sheker, but it's all going to be men. Pashas in the Psukim, it sounds like you don't have to have any Eidim. The fact that he said a Nebu, Hashem, Hashem, and it didn't come true. We see Nebu the Toiva. The Ram is Machalik, and Nebu the Toiva, and Nebu the Ra. Ram learns it up in the Pesukim, we don't have a Tanachim any chance. By the story of Tzidkiv and Knana. Not Tzidkiv and Knana, by Chananim and Ozer, in Yirmiyahu, by Chananim and Ozer, and in Yirmiyahu Chav Ches, when Chananim and Ozer said, Hinei Kleves Hashem and Mushalim, they're going to come back in 2 years. So Yirmiyahu said to him, first he said, Havai should be that way. And then he said, it's not so clear what the psukim mean, I don't have the psukim in front of me. He said that if a novi is menabi toivo, then something, but if he's menabi ro, it's like a guy not clear, doesn't let the other shoe. Maybe somebody can get a Tanakh. We're going to need the Tanakh going forward also, so it's good. You can get to my office, it's closer, just take my keys. It should be, you're not going to know where to find me. I'll go to my office again. I noticed the guys in the Beis Medrash, they have a GPS Tanakh. What's the seems to me very bizarre to use a GPS Tanakh. I don't know. Some of the strange things. Soloveitchik used to complain that modern Orthodox rabbanim have sometimes an inferiority complex. I don't know if people in general have an inferiority complex because people want to be, accepted by everybody else. Just to have a JPS Tanakh is my mission inferiority complex. You can't have a frum Tanakh, you have to have a Tanakh that was put together by Apikar Samayim. It's so bizarre. Anyway, that aside. So when Chananya ben Ozer said that Koyomer Hashem Shavati is Oyel Melech Bavel, but Eishon Saim Yomim and Imeshi ve Lamokam Ezeh Shem Beis Hashem Ashalokach Nuvuchanetz Melech Bavel Min Amokam Ezeh Vayiviyem Bavel. So we're going to read it later in the Gemara. Chananya ben Ozer said so to speak a Nebuah that Shavati is Oyel Melech Bavel, and in 2 more years the Klei Beis Hashem that were carted off to Bavel. This is a Nebuah that's taking place at the beginning of Mamleches Tzidkio, which is after already the Chayosh and the Maskir had gone into Golos. And Yechoniah had gone into Golos, and Tzidkiyahu was, and this was this 11-year period between the first Golos and the second, and the final Golos of Nebuchadnezzar. So he said in Nevuah that in 2 years everything's going to come back, and Melech Bavel is going to, the yoke of Melech Bavel will be broken. I'll be very happy if it comes true. But listen, all of the Nevi'im who preceded us, and they said Nevuas of Milchama and Ra'o and Dever and bad things. And it doesn't really finish the thought. Then it says, Hanovi Asher Yinovi L'Sholem, but Hanovi is Menavi for peace. B'Vayi Dvar Hanovi Yivoda Hanovi Asher Shlochei Hashem Be'emes. If it comes true, we know he's a Novi Emes. And if not, not. So what exactly is Yom Yo saying? The Nevi'im who were Menavi L'Ra'o doesn't finish off the thought. But the Nevi'im were Menavi L'Sholem, B'Vayi Dvar Hanovi Yivoda Dvar Hanovi Yivoda Dvar Hanovi. So the Rambam says, Pshat in these Pesukim, the Rambam Yisrael Torah, that it means that a Nevuah L'Toyva has to come true. And if it doesn't come true, then it's just proof that he's an Ovi Shaka. And that's the Pesukim in Shaif Tamei, Shalom Yadavah V'Layavah Yadavah Shalom Yadavah Hashem. But a Nevuah L'Roh doesn't have to come true because the Kodesh Baruch Hu could be Nicham Al Roh. So if an Ovi says a bad Nevuah, so that's, and it doesn't come true, that's not a right that he's an Ovi Shaka. The Mokka for the Rambam is Yushalmi. Yushalmi in our, and Ashna says this Pshat in the Pesukim. So anyway, Akapana by a Nevuah L'Toyva, that's the Pesukim in Yishayif, that a Novi was Mestavim Mashalei Shama, he makes up a Nevuah, and provided that it's a Nevuah Sholem, a Nevuah L'Toyva, so then that's it, that it has to come true. This the Biskov said, that's the Pshat and Pasuk. By Shaul HaMelech, when Shmuel said to him that Kar Hashem is Melech Yisrael Me'alecha, and then Shaul entreated him, then Shmuel said to him, and he tore his cloak. So then Shmuel said to him again, "Kar Hashem Asher Melech Yisrael Me'alecha." Yeah, what? He gave it to your better. So this God said the first time he just told him that you're going to lose the Melucha. That was in the Nevuah L'Roh. It could still change. But then when he told him, "Kar Hashem Asher Melech Yisrael Me'alecha," Nesona L'Riachah Hatovim Me'Beko, that was already in the Nevuah L'Toyva for David. So that already couldn't be rescinded. So that's what he adds for the Gamnetzach Yisrael Lo Yishak already. Now it's final. So anyway, so in Nevuah, a Novi is Mestavi Mashal Hashem. So I understand the test of the Novi is, if it doesn't come through, then we know that he's a Novi Shaker, and he's Chayev Chenek, and presumably that's a Rai even in Beis Din, he's Chayev Chenek. But what about a Novi Mestavi Mashal in Emolai? So Rashi, it means it was never the Chaveri. So he's saying over Nevuah, he's plagiarizing somebody else's Nevuah. So how he done it? So he's Chayev Chenek. The Mishnah says that he's Chayev Chenek. How is he Chayev Chenek? How do we know? Maybe he also got the same Nevuah. This is a bona fide Nevuah. It's just not his Nevuah. It doesn't have his signature on it. But it's a bona fide Nevuah. So presumably it's going to come true. At least as much as he says it, as if the original Navi had said it. So how are we Mechayev and based? I want to return to it. Maybe we could say the Derech Esher, the Gemara says later on by Akavish Nevuasa. The Gemara says that Akavish Nevuasa is like, come to Akavish Nevuasa like this. The Gemara says, Man Masri Bey, how do we give a Masra? How do we know that Madochel Tami Barbalo? How do we know that he's been Akavish Nevuasa? He doesn't say, so how do we know? So the Gemara says, Chavi Nevi. It says, Kiliyas Hashem, Elikim Dova, Kim Gila Sayyid Al-Abdava Nevi. That the other Nevi, they come and they say, they tell us. They could be master him to say the Nevuah because they know that he got the Nevuah because apparently the Nevuah is broadcast on an open channel. All the other Nevi'im over here that somebody's getting a Nevuah. So they're master him, he should say over the Nevuah. So maybe we can say the same thing over here that the other Nevi'im will come and they'll say, Eidos, that this Nevuah wasn't said to him, it was said to somebody else. Maybe that's Pshat, maybe that's what Mechayev and Mami Mashal and Emily. We'll bring Eidim, other Nevi'im, they'll come and say, Eidos. But we know this guy never heard the Nevuah. But it's a doichak on several levels. First of all, it's a doichak because the Gemara, then the Gemara should say it in our Mishnah. The Gemara only says it by Kavish Nivosa. Versus Kavish Nivosa, so Rav Chisda asked, Maskam Rav Chisda, how could it be? Who's going to be made? Who's going to be master? So I answered, Kiliyas Hashem Elikim Dovakim Gilusayi Labdav Hanavim. So Why do we have to wake up only by Kavish Nivosa, which is a brisa? You should ask in the Mishnah. And it's not a mashal in Emily, how are we machayim? That's question number one. Then also another kashi. If we're going to have to rely on the edus of other Nevi'im who are going to come, what are they going to be made? What are they going to be? Kavish Nivosa, I know that what they're made, that Yoina got a Nivuah, that Ninvi Nebekas, and he's not telling anybody, so they're made. So we give him office. But what's going to be over here by Mesnabi Masha Elohim Emelech? Somebody else got a Nevuah, this guy's stealing it. So the Nevi'im are going to come and they're going to be made, that we know that this guy never got that Nevuah. Somebody else got the Nevuah. This fellow, that's why it's coming true, because somebody else keeps getting the Nevuah and he's stealing it. But we know that he never got the Nevuah. That means they have to be made that it never happened. That we know for as long as this guy's alive or whatever, he's acting as a Nevuah, we know he never got the Nevuah. How are you going to be mazim to Shaytos? How would you ever be mazim? We have to, what? No, a regular Eidus L'mashul, Eidim come and say that this guy got a Nevuah, B'yoyim Plaini, B'shoa Plainis. Eidim, Nevi'im come, and they say, B'yoyim Plaini, B'shoa Plainis, so-and-so got a Nevuah, Yoyna got a Nevuah, then Ninvei Ne'er Peches. On Monday, 8 o'clock in the morning, Yoyna got a Nevuah, Ninvei Ne'er Pech. And he's not saying it, so we're going to even Malchus. So we could be Mazanim, two other Eidim can come and say that on Monday morning, 8 o'clock, you were with us, you were awake, you went in the state of Nevuah. Nobody's only can be Menabi when he's asleep, when he's in a trance. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could be Menabi when he was awake. So we could be Mazim the Eidus. But Eidim come along and they say that this guy never got a Nevuah. How are we going to be Mazim? Maybe, what do we say? Imano Yisa when? They have to be made that he never got the Nevuah. So how's the Shach to be Mazim to Shavus?
Maybe the Navi says when specifically when he got the Nevuah. And then they could say...
Oh, I mean, in a case like that, if the Navi says, I got the Nevuah Monday morning, 8 o'clock, Mother Rebbeinu Shlom appeared to me, and he said such and such a Nevuah, and other Eidim come along and say that it's not true, because we were being Menabe, we didn't hear it, we didn't hear that Nevuah.
You weren't in that trance.
We were awake. We didn't hear that Nevuah. And then the other Nevi'im, and then we can be mazin them. What are we going to be mazin them? I don't understand. It's a little bit by I don't know how these things work. But like by Klevish Nevuah, so again, Yonis got a Nevuah. And the Eidim come and they say, we heard Monday morning, 8 o'clock, Yoyna got a Nevuah, Ninvei Ne'er Peches. So we're going to be mazim them. Because we could be made that they weren't in the state of Nevuah at that time. So he's saying the same thing over here. We could be mazim them. The original Navi says he got the Eidus at a certain time, time X, time T. And and these Eidim come and they say that we didn't hear it. You're lying. We didn't hear that Nevuah. We would have heard it. And now we're going to come and we're going to be mazim them that at that moment, these Nevi'im were not in a state of Nevuah. And if they're not in a state of Nevuah, that means then they don't hear all these Nevuahs that are being broadcast. So how do they know? How do they know by Yoyna? How do they know that he's a Kavish Nevuah? So maybe the reason why they didn't hear the broadcast. No, they said they did hear the broadcast. That's right. They did hear the broadcast. They heard the broadcast. But say they didn't hear the broadcast. Maybe they weren't in a state of Nevuah at that moment. So what happens if a broadcast goes out? Rebbeinu Shlom says this Nevuah, and all the other Nevi'im hear it. That's Kiliyasa Shem Kimdov. What if those Nevi'im in that moment is not in the state that he's fit to be Makabel in Nevuah? Maybe he's Batzvos. You know, Nevuah is only B'snech Simcha, or he's wide awake, and I don't know how that works exactly. Maybe he falls asleep automatically. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how this works exactly. When they broadcast that Nevuah, so all the Nevi'im they go into a trance. We're only going to be more ready in the train. I don't know what's exactly the Akoponim. It's a doichik one way or another because the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara only says it by Kavish Nevuah. That's Chavei Nevi. Chavei Nevi. Why did the Gemara say it over here? How do you have this case of how we mechayev this Mustavi Mashal in Emily? Okay, we'll come back to the Kasha. Then the Gemara goes on. The Mishnah goes on. So these are Mishosim Deyodim. Aval Akavish Es Nevuah. Vamavase Al Divei Novi. Vinovi Shor Al Divei Asmai. These are three cases. He doesn't say his Nevuah, or he. Somebody else disobeys the Navi, or the Navi doesn't disobey his own Nevuah. Misosu b'dei shamayim. Shenehem ha'noichi edrei shmi'imai. There's a din of Elif Tishmon. With the Isra, with the chi of misu b'dei shamayim, ha'noichi edrei shmi'imai. You have to listen to a Navi. But Navi's Mitzavi, you have to listen to. Hamas Navi B'Shem Avod Zara. Va'yimer Kach Omer Avod Zara. Afilu Kivin Salach L'Tamei Satomi L'Tara Satar. Also Chayev Chenek. Habol Eish Ezeish. Kevin Shenichnesu L'Shus Aval Em Sun. Afi Shalim Nivolo. Suz Chayev Chenek. Habol Eish Ezeish. Zoyim Ibaskoyin Uboyola. Shkola Zoyim Imakdim Olase Mitzvah. Kola Muzomi Rada Makdim Olase Mitzvah. Chutz Mizoyim Ibaskoyin Uboyola. I don't know why it says Zayim Veskayin Abayla. Didn't we already have that in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parashah? Zayim Veskayin Abayla. Why does it say it again now? That was the first Mishnah. Zayim Veskayin Abayla.
Is it?
The Gemara, as far as I know, the Gemara doesn't ask it.
Isn't this this Mishnah being with Parish having the first Mishnah?
Why? Navi Shekhar wasn't the first Mishnah. These are all new cases. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Right, so if the man based in all the shadows, I'm saying, "Zarva bothers you, so I'm just kind of boil after list them all, and now each one gets elaborated." Okay, you're right. So I'll tell you more. Tanya Rabban. Shleishim isosim, the other shleishim isosim, they shemai. This is a fact. I'm not being mashal shalom, mashal nemalev. I'm not being shem, but isosim isosim the other. Hakayv is new also. I'm about to elder the novi shor elder. I ask me isosim they shemai. I'm not any midim. If you don't marry, after I'm a kara, after novi she yozel dabed over b'shmiz. I'm not being mashal shama. But shleish tivisiv. Those are the first three that are misosim de odom. And a kevish nivosi by mevasel de vinovi vinovi shavu de vayatsim misosim de shemayim. The chesiv a isha sher la yishma koy be bachas magil here. Koy be a sher la yishma vikoy be lo yashmiya vikoy be lo yishama. So it has all these senses. Lo Yishma doesn't listen to the Navi. That's the mitzvah of listening to a Navi. I think some achleikas we show him. Does it mean you have to listen to a Navi only when he says B'Shem Hashem? But when somebody's muksuk as a Navi, even what he says, Tam, you have to listen to. I think some achleikas the Rambam and the Rambam says only what he says B'Dvar Hashem. I think they say Taisus is Chalik. The Chassidim talks about it. Yeah, Taisus is over here by us. By Elio Bar Kama. Taisus is Chalik. Okay. So let's see like that. Hamistabi Mashle Shoma. Goin. Who's a Mistabi Mashle Shoma? Kian Sitkiv and Knana. Sivay Asle Sitkiv and Knana Karni Basel. That was a total by where they're going out to war against Aram. Achav and Yehoshaphat were going out together to wage war against Aram. And Yehoshaphat said, maybe we could ask a Navi what's going to be. So Achav said, no problem, Nevi'im, we have plenty of Nevi'im, a couple hundred Nevi'im. And they're all Misnabe, that Dalei, it's going to be fine. Exactly the same. They all, exactly the same words. So then Yehoshaphat said to Achav, Ein pli Navi l'Hashem oit, maybe you have a real Navi. I was going to say, how does he know? How do you know these weren't real Nevi'im? I was going to ask. So they brought in Michael, and he said, "You're going to die." So among the false Nevi'im there was Tzidki Meknana. So it says, "They asked Tzidki Meknana, Karni Basel," and he says, "Ve'ela Tanaga Chasaram." So the Gemara asked, "My Havelele Meva, why was Tzidki culpable? He was a dupe, an innocent dupe. Ruach Novais Atisei, because the Ruach Novais led him astray." The chsiv, because it says there in Pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem, mi yifates Achav." Says that Michayu said to them after that he described. I'll get that from Malachim. Yeshua said to Melech, "So drishna kayim is dvar Hashem." And he said, there's one real Navi, but I hate his guts. He likes Navi all the time, he always says bad things. We should get him. So anyway, they bring Michayu, and Michayu says that you're going to die in this battle. You're going to die. So Melech Yisrael says to Yeshafat, I told you, he also only says bad things. So Michal, I have all these other Nevi'im, they're all prognosticating good things, and it's this one naysayer, he only says bad things. So Michayu says, Lachen Shema Dvar Hashem, Yisiyas Hashem Yeshir Al-Kisoy, Yichol Tzva Hashemayim Oymer Olav, Yimino Yom Yisvayloi, Kosh Baruch was sitting with his base in Shalmayla, Vayayim Hashem, Yiyah Fatis Achav Yal, Yipil Biram Yisiz Gilot, who can go and seduce Achav to go and get Vayayim Yisrael Bechay, Vizeh Bechay, you know, all the Malachim are volunteering. And a certain ruach came and it stood before Hashem. Hashem said to this ruach, "How are you going to convince Achav to go?" I'll be a ruach sheker in the mouths of all of the neviim. And the Baruch sent him to fateh gam to chol tzei vaseichen. Good idea, go and be a ruach sheker b'fi haneviim. So the Gemara is asking, okay, so there was this ruach over here. The Gemara is going to say in the middle, it was the ruach of Novus, a Israeli. He was the one who was Mefata Achav, so he was the one who told Sidkia this false Nevuah. So it wasn't Sidkia's fault. The Omer Abiyuda might say Mechitzasi. Once he said he's going to be a ruach sheker, he couldn't no longer be in the Mechitzah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What ruach was this? My ruach. I'm Abiyachin ruach Shom Novus, a Israeli. Wanted to take vengeance on Achav. So the Gemara answers, Havali Lameda Kadir Vitzuk, he should have been Medaik, where Vitzuk said, Dom Vitzuk, Signa Echor, Oil Kamen Vim, and Shane Vim is Nagan with Signa Echor. The two Nevim could have similar Nevuah, but it can't be exactly word for word the same. Ivadi Omer Zodin Libcha Siacha, Yermi Omer Teflatska Hesi, Oiska Zodin Libcha, Bahani Mitkami Kulu Kado, they hear these four in the Nevim, they all said exactly the same words. So Shmami no, Le Klumka Amri, so it's apparently, so that's a right that it's Ruch Sheker, so Sitkios. Should have realized himself by saying he's saying a nevuah, and everybody around him is saying word for word the exact same nevuah. He should have chapped that's a riot that he's saying a nevuah sheker. And mashal shama, it wasn't really from the Ribbono Shel Olam. For acting more dulum al heavy, odd lola hod Rabbi Yitzchok. Maybe he never heard of Rabbi Yitzchok's member. He didn't learn Panachakim, so he didn't know. So Gemara says Yeshafet habi hosam bekamulu, but Yeshafet halacha. Dichsiv ayem Yeshafet ain't he nobi l'Hashem oid. We just read Yeshafat said to Achav, maybe is there a real Navi? And Achav said back to him, here's 400 Navi, what are you talking about? So Tzidkia heard that halacha. So now he knew that it's a dvar, that it's a sheker, and nonetheless he persevered saying this false Navu. So Mele, he's called Misnabi Mashaloi Shama. That's what he called, he was amazed. So that's Misnabi Mashalei Shama. What about Misnabi Mashalei Nemelin? What's called Misnabi Mashalei Nemelin? So he's taking somebody else in the war. Gegoyin Chananya ben Ozer. Dekoy Yirmiyu B'shuk Elim B'kom B'koyom Hashem Tzvokis in Yishayver Skeshes Elam. Nasa Chananya B'tal V'chayim B'atzmi. Madach Elam Shlei Boel Lazarus Bovel Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hini Yishayver Skeshes Elam Kaznam Atzman Alachas Kama V'chama Osiyu B'shuk HaTachtin Omar B'koyom Hashem Shavartis Elam Melech Bovel. These are two different prokim in Yirmiyah, but by both of them it says that it was Bereishis Mamlecha Sidkiyo. So the Gemara assumes these are more contemporary events. So Yirmiyah was Menabi Shavarti is Keshes Elam. And Chananya took that Nevuah and he made a Kavachomer and he said, Shavarti is Elam Melech Bovel. That makes him a Misnabi, not a Misnabi Mashalei Shoma. It makes him a Misnabi Mashalei Nemeloi. He's not a fabricator of Nevuah, but he's a plagiarizer of Nevuah. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: This is not a Misnabi Mashalei Nemelin. This is a totally false nevuah. Yirmiyahu also didn't get a nevuah about Shavarti Yisrael Melech Bavel. So it's totally false. Amalei. So Abai said, "Came in this Yoyev Kavachayim LeMedrash. Since the Kavach HaEmer is nitin l'Yidarish, so this is a legitimate Kavach HaEmer. So it doesn't have a din that he's making up a new nevuah. He's making up a nevuah. Not making up a nevuah. It's a legitimate Kavach HaEmer. But he's called. But he's copying Yirmiyahu's nevuah. So Yirmiyahu's nevuah, it's not his. Very interesting. Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. V'zeh Kavach HaEmer yesh lo Yirmiyahu losis oisei, aval lezulos eloi. The last line of Rabbeinu Chananel. V'zeh Kavach HaEmer yesh lo Yirmiyahu losis oisei, aval lezulos eloi. Yirmiyahu could make such a Kavach HaEmer, because it's Yoav LeMedrash. But Chananya doesn't have a right to pass it off as his nevuah. So, that's a very good thing. So first of all, Mashiach asked, he said, Va'ich Teishonim. Right, that was the nevuah of Chananya, he said. That was Mechav Ches, really Mechav Ches. Shavarti is Eil Melech Bavel, but Eich Nasayim Yomim Ani Meshiv Al Amokim Ezez Kol Klei Beis Hashem. Ask the Mashiach, where's the Kavach HaEmer for that? Meile Yom Yisad Shavarti is Eil Melech, is Keshes Eilom, is Yav HaKavach HaEmer, Bavel, who's going to have a Mapolo? But who says it's going to be in 2 years? Hard for that, there's no Kavach HaEmer at all. So the Mashiach, in the Chanani, that was Taka Shekhem Mukhlet. But the Nebuah of Chananya had two parts. There was the part of Shavartis Oil Melech Bobo, that Bobo was going to have a Mapolo. That was copied from Yirmiyahu with the Kavach HaEmer. That's Misnabi Mashalin Emelin. Then in addition, Chananya Manosu was also Misnabi Mashalin Shoma, because he added the 2 years. That he didn't have any foundation in a Kavach HaEmer. And he says, if that's the case, really, when the Gemara wanted before a case of the Misnabi Mashalin Shoma, didn't have to come out to Sikhiv and Kanana. Could have used Chananya Manosu for both. Gemara says in the Chanani, but for Misnabi Mashalin Shoma, Sikhiv was first. Was bothering me. If the Shtei Shonim is also was just made up totally, and the Kavach HaEmer is just for the fact that Bob is going to fall, could I have a Mapolo? So why do you have to dash in Kavach HaEmer from Elam? Yirmiyahu was also Manabi in Mapolo's Bobo. The same capital in Yirmiyahu Memtes, when he's Misnabi and Shavati is Keshes Elam, the next Nevuah is about how one day Bob is going to have a Mapolo too. So Kyoto Kanada didn't have to copy from Elam, he could have copied from Yirmiyahu said about Bob. But it wasn't, obviously it wasn't going to be an Oich Teishonim. There was going to be a Churban Beis Hamikdash first. And, then Mr. Yishami says different. Yishami says that the Oich Teishonim also got from Yirmiyahu. Yishami says that because Yirmiyahu was Menabe, that the Mlois Lubavel Shivim Shama. But after 70 years, I'm going to bring back the Loshon HaPasuk. Well, you'll come back after Shimshon, it'll be the Yeshua. So Chananya made a Cheshbon. You know, we all know Achashverosh made a mistake in the Shivim Shana. The Yisham says Chananya also made a mistake in the Shivim Shana, and he had a calculation. The Shivim Shana start from the beginning of the Malchus of Menashe. And Menashe was the cause of the Churban, all the Avodah Zarah. So he counted the Shivim Shana. It's an interesting, strange Cheshbon, but he counted the Shivim Shana from the beginning of Mamlechus Menashe. In which case the Melois the Bavel Shivim Shana ended, Yisham makes the Cheshbon, 2 years into the reign of Tzidkiyahu. That's where we got the Oish Teishonim. It's Mashmin Yishami, that's also called Misnabi Mashalein Emelei. That's not called Misnabi Mashalei Shama. That's called Misnabi Mashalein Emelei. Yirmiyahu Novi said that there'll be a Yeshua from Bavel in Melois the Bavel Shivim Shana, and he had and Chananya understood that means Oish Teishonim. Just like Agamor says that that Chananya had a Kavach HaEmer, but the Shavati from the Lashon Shavati is Oyel Melech Bavel, he had a Kavach HaEmer from Elam to Bavel, and it's Yoav Kavach HaEmer LeMedrash. Kavach HaEmer is a legitimate way to understand the Pesukim. So that's not called Mizab Mashalei Shama, that's called Mizab Mashalei Nermele. He looks like an honest mistake. You'll have a Darshan such a Kavach, maybe more than an honest mistake. You'll have a Darshan such a Kavach HaEmer. So Yishami says the same thing in regard to the Shtei Shonim. Yirmiyahu said Shivim Shana, Chananya understood that Shivim Shana ends 2 years from now. So that's not called Misnabi Mashalei Shama, it's called Misnabi Mashalei Nermele. It's a din of mizam mashal shom mashal nemeli, not a din of mizam mashal shom. So what would be Milchot, it says in this Gemara, between the Bavli and Sham, it says in this Gemara, that if Yirmiyahu himself would have come along and made this Kal v'Chomer, and made this Cheshbon of the Shivim Shana, and Yirmiyahu Novi would have been Menabe, Shavat Yisrael Melech Babel, but each day Shonim, the Klei Beis Hashem are going to be returned. So what Allah would he be Chayim Misa? Or it says in this Gemara, not. Like Rabbi Nachman said, Zach Kal v'Chomer Yeshli Yirmiyahu, you also said, see Yirmiyahu can make such a Kal v'Chomer. According to the Yisham, you have to say the same thing about the Shivim Shana. Yirmiyahu could, if he understands that the Shivim Shana are each day Shonim, so that's his Yoav LeMedrash. But not Hanani. So Hanani is Chayim Nisa, but not Yirmiyahu. I don't understand. So every time we're chayv and novisha, how are we chayv and novisha? Because his nevuah doesn't come true. So Hanani, let's say, is menabe. That's what Yirmiyahu said to Hanani. Hanani, you should know. All the nevim there. If they say bad nevuahs, then it's no right to anything. But if they say good nevuahs, and if this nevuah doesn't come true, you're a novisha. You chayv misa. That's our mishnah. That's the pasuk. If it's like sogam imenu, you have to put him to death. So why a Gnobi comes along and he says in the Buah, Ba'ish Teshonim, Shara Teshonim Melech Bavel, Ba'ish Teshonim, Klei Beis Hashem are going to come back. So we wait around 2 years. 2 years later, it doesn't happen. Things just get worse. So we call at the Gnobi, we're going to put him to death. Why can't he say, what are you putting me to death for? I got a Nebuah that Shavarti is Keshes Elam, and I dash in the Kavach Chaymer, Madach Elam, so Bavel Achas Kamer V'chama. And I got a nevuah that it's going to be Shivim Shana, and I made a cheshbon Shivim Shana. It finishes in 2 years from now. So why am I chayim misa? I dash in the kavu chayim. It's Yisrael v'medrash. I made a cheshbon when the Shivim Shana end, and it's Yisrael v'medrash. So why should I be chayim misa? Why should? No, it's how do we know that Hanani is not Yirmiyahu? Maybe Hanani got the nevuah. Shavarti Yishmael Keshes Elam, and that's why he's saying this nevuah. Look, it says kash in the Torah. The Torah says every time a nevuah doesn't come true, you have to kill the navi. Why do you kill the navi? Maybe he got a real nevuah, emes nevuah, bona fide nevuah. And he passed in the Kal v'Chomer, or he misunderstood the Cheshbon, made a mistake in the Cheshbon, and he made an innocent mistake, and it says in our Gemara that he's not Chayim Misa. Chanani is Chayim Misa because it was Le Nemelo, it was Nemelo Chaveri. But Yirmiyahu himself, if he would have made these mistakes, the Chorot says in this Gemara that he would not be Chayim Misa, he would not be an Ovi Sheker. So how are you ever Machayim, an Ovi Sheker, because Nebu doesn't come true? How do you know? How is the fact that an Ovi's Nebu doesn't come true arrive that he's an Ovi Sheker? Maybe he's an Ovi Emes, but he made a mistake in Cheshbon. Maybe he's a Novi Emes, and he made a mistake, and he made a Kavachaybe that didn't pan out. So, right, learning problem. This is really the other side of the coin of the Kashla Yes in the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says that this is Dinah Mistabi Mashalin Emeloi, that he's Chayim Misa. So, yes, how do you ever know? Guys, Mistabi Mashalin Emeloi. How do you know Chayim Misa? Maybe, how do you know that it's not Nemeloi? Maybe it was Nemeloi. It was Nemeloi to somebody else. Maybe it was Nemeloi too. The other side, this is a separate question, but it's a different question. But I think they have a relationship with each other, maybe in how we're going to answer them. And here we have another question. Here it says that if it doesn't come true, then it's a riot that he's a Novi Sheker. The Torah says if it doesn't come true, it's a riot, he's a Novi Sheker. I'm asking why. Maybe he's not a Novi Sheker at all. To see the Kavach Chaim of the Medrash, he dashed in the Kavach Chaim from his own level. Granted, the Fidah Mashah is good. The Mashah holds that the Oil Melech Bavel part is the Kavach Chaim, the Shtei Shonim that he made up entirely, and the Kavach Chaim attack came true. Bavel was eventually destroyed. Not when Chanan thought that he made up. So if the Shtei Shonim was a total fabrication, so we could say it's not going to help with the first Kasha, but for this Kasha, how are we ever Machayim? In other words, the Fidah Mashah, we could say the Kavach Chaim comes true. Because the Kavachim had nothing to do with the Shtei Shonim. The Kavachim was Melech Bavel Avim Apollo. Shabbat Yisrael Melech Bavel. Kachay. Too late to do anybody any good, but Kachay. The Shtei Shonim was talking to Vul Shefer. So if you don't show, we can say the Kavachim does come true. But I tell you, Yishami is not like the Mashal. Yishami says that the Shivim Shana, the Shtei Shana, he also got from Yirmiyo. That was also not Mashal Yishami. That was also Mashal Yishami. The cheshbon of the Shtei Shana was also Misnami Mashal Yishami, Nemele, Evel Nemele Chaveri. Since it was based on Yirmiyo's Shivim Shana, so it has a din of, not a Misnami Mashal Yishami, it has a din of Misnami Mashal Yishami, Evel Nemele Chaveri. He was stealing Yirmiyo's Shivim Shana with his own understanding. And that understanding was not right. So why is that Mechayev Mis? Would it be Mechayev Yom Yom Mis? Why is it Mechayev Chanania Mis? So I think I have to say here, and I want to put these two questions together, guys. I think we'll answer both questions in one fell swoop. Question number one, on the Mishnah. How are we ever mechayev mistami mashal in emelah? After all, if it was said to somebody, it's going to come true. Question number two is based on this agamara. How are we ever mechayev in obisheker because the nevuah doesn't come true? Maybe he's a mistami mashal in emelah. Maybe he's making a mistake in a kavuchemer. Maybe he's an honest novi who's making an honest mistake in a kavuchemer or in a cheshbon of the shivim shon. So how are we ever mechayev in misa? So I think there's two directions we could go into for this, sort of opposite directions. One mahalach is that what's the source in Torah for Mistami Mashal and Nemele? We haven't already said it. How do we know that there's a chiyum misa for Mistami Mashal and Nemele of Nemele Chavera? It says actually tzivis v'ladaber. I didn't tell you to say over this nevuah. So maybe we could say that even Yirmiyahu Novi, I got mitzisyon kavachaymer lemedish. So Yirmiyahu, there is a kavachaymer that's tzisyon lemedish. So Yirmiyahu could make this kavachaymer. But if he says the kavachaymer, b'shem as the nevuah, b'shem Hashem. That's still called, that also goes into as a Shalei Tzivi Sivu Dabe. You know what, maybe I'll preface a different kashya, you'll see it even better. The Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos, in the Hakdamah to the Perashat Mishnayos, the Rambam is a kashya. We learned in Yirmiyo that a Nevuah L'Toyva has to come true. That's really the premise of Pesukim Mishayftim. Ha-Shalei Yadav L'Yav V'Yadav Shalei Dibay Hashem, he's an Avi Sheker. Yes, the Rambam, Yaakov Avinu was promised that Ushmaticha v'chal shetelech kilo yazovcha adashir masisi ez yishar dibaytelech. Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu is going to protect him. And then when Yaakov Avinu was, when Esav was coming, he says, "Vayir Yaakov Avinu, Vayetzlo Yaakov was afraid. Why was he afraid? He had the Ribbono Shel Olam as havtocha." Says the Gemara Brachas that Yaakov was afraid. Shema yigrei machet. Maybe his chatan will be gone. The havtocha shouldn't be mekuyim. In fact, the Rambam, what do you mean? A nevuah l'toyva has to come true. If there's always a possibility, Shema Yigrei Machet, that means the Nevuah L'Toyva does not have to come true. So how do you know who's an Ovi Sheker? Answers the Rambam that a Nevuah L'Toyva only has to come true if the Novi was sent to give that Nevuah over to others. Because then that's the only way to know if he's an Ovi Sheker or an Ovi Em, if his Nevuah has come true. So a Nevuah that is given B'Shlichus has to come true because the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be Ma'amis, Nevi Emes. But a Nevuah that Yaakov is given privately, he's not told to tell it over to anybody else. So that does not have to come true. That can still be Shema Yigrei Machet. Because there's nothing riding on it. His status as a Novi Emes or a Novi Sheker doesn't depend on it. He's not communicating it to anybody else anyway. So a Nevuah that's not given Mishlichus does not have to come true. It could still be Shema Yigrei Machet. At Kan Rama. So I'll ask a kasha, similar to the questions that we've been asking now. Every time a Novi says a Nevuah and it doesn't come true, how do you know that he's a Novi Sheker? Maybe he's a Novi Emes. But the Nevuah, when he got the Nevuah, he wasn't told to tell it over to anybody else. And that's why it's not coming true. Because the Nevuah is not told to tell anybody else. It doesn't have to come true. So when a Novi says the Nevuah, he wasn't told to tell it to anybody else. But he couldn't hold it and he told it to everybody. He got this Nevuah, and he shared it with all his friends and neighbors, and couldn't help it, like the Torah to me. But he couldn't hold it in. So he told everybody the Nevuah. So then it doesn't come true because it was really a private nevuah. It doesn't have to come true. So how do you know he's an Ovi Sheker? Why is he chayav misa?
Isn't that a sheker? A sefer where we have to
sefer? So I think that's what you have to say. That's also called an Ovi Sheker. No, it's, and that's, I think, the pshat. That's called, it's still called Eis HaShem Lo Tzivisiv L'daber. He was not told L'daber, to communicate this Nevuah. So if he goes and he communicates this Nevuah to others, Shem HaShem, as if he was told to share this Nevuah, then he is a Novi Sheker. I don't think he's a Novi, but he's not a Misnavi Mashal Shama. You can't say he's a Misnavi Mashal Shama, but he's a Misnavi Mashal Nemele, because Mashal Nemele means Eis HaShem Lo Tzivisiv L'daber. That's also called Eis HaShem Lo Tzivisiv L'daber. So Meli, he's still in the category of an Ovi Sheker, and he's Chayim Misa. So Kayyotzi Vedover, we could say, L'gavi Akav HaChemer, Yom Yogad and Nebuah, Shabbat is Oil Melech, as Kesh is Eilam. And that's a Nebuah, of course, that he's supposed to communicate. Now comes Nun Miyo, Yom Yogad is a big Lahadid, and he makes a Kav HaChemer, and he says, Madach Eilam, they only came to hell. So Bobo Latzma, Lachas Kama V'Chama. And now he asks to Cheshmon with the Kav HaChemer that Bobo is also going to be destroyed. And he says, and what's more, he has a cheshbon with the Shem Shana. He has a cheshbon with the Shem Shana. It's going to end by Ishtei Shanim. Comes along Yom Yo, and he says, a nevuah for the whole world. Shabbat Yisrael Melech Bavel, by Ishtei Shanim, the clay base of Hashem are going to come back. Exactly what Chananya did. So he's called, he's no different than Chananya. Just like Chananya is called Misnavi Mashaloi Nemaloi, because it's Esa Shaloi Sivisiv L'daber, and Chananya was not given that Nebuah to share with anybody else, to tell anybody else. He wasn't given that Nebuah at all. Chananya wasn't given that Nebuah. That's called Misnabi Mashalei Nemalei. Meaning it's called Eis HaShaloi Tzivisiv L'daber. So who had in Yom Yom himself, if Yom Yom himself would say, Koyom HaRashem Shabbat Yisrael Melech Babel, Bo'ech Teishonim, in the Nimeshiv Klei Beis Hashem. So Yom Yom also be Misnabi Mashalei Nemalei. Because that Kavachemer and that Cheshbon of Bo'ech Teishonim and so on, maybe it's a legitimate way to understand the psukim. It's obviously mistaken, but maybe it's a legitimate way to, he could have understood it that way, but he wasn't Tzivisiv L'daber. Banishim certainly didn't tell him to say that B'Shem Hashem, that B'Ish Teishonim, the Klei B'Ish Hashem are going to come back, and that Shabbat Yisrael Melech Bavel. So you want to make a Kav HaChomer, so fine, but keep it to yourself. There's no Tzivisiv L'daber in that. Well, I have to say that when Rabbeinu Chananel says, Zeh HaKav HaChomer, Yesh Lul Yirmiyo, Losos, I say, Aval Lezulos Eloi, L'zulosay meloi means that Yirmiyo is allowed to make this Kav HaChomer, but not to tell it over L'zulosay. This is private. It's very reminiscent, you know, Rashi says in Chumash that Yitzchak knew that Yosef was sold, but he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be Megal, I can't be Megal. What you have is Tzivi L'daber, you can be Medaber. What you don't have is Tzivi L'daber, you're not allowed to be Medaber. Because it says in Torah, it says, Shalei Tzivisiv L'daber. When an Ovi hears the Kvar Hashem, he has to have a matir to share it with others. It has to be Eisa Tzivisiv L'daber. And if it's Eisa Shalei Tzivisiv L'daber, and he's not told to share it with anybody else, I mean, certainly if he's, Yitzchak is a bigger chiddush, because he could have said, could say that this new issue that we're saying is only if he says it, B'Shem Hashem, that I got a shlichus to tell you X, Y, and Z. But if he says the truth, this is my Kav HaChomer, my Cheshbon, this is my Nebuah, private Nebuah, I'm sharing with you, but really it was a private Nebuah, and it could be still Shem Yir Mechet. Maybe that's not called the Novi Sheker. So anybody else can say a bigger Chiddush. I think he wanted to be Megala even to tell the truth, that this is a private Nebuah. So that's maybe a step more than we need. Lakapodim, I think that would be Machad. This will answer both Kashas. We had two Kashas. First of all, we had a Kasha. How are we ever Mechayim a Novi whose Nebuah doesn't come true? How do you know that he's a Novi Sheker? Maybe he's a Novi Emes. Maybe he got a Nebuah and he done the Kavah, he was done a Kavah Chaymer, or he was done and he had a Tosim Cheshbon. So how do you put him to death on the basis of the fact that his Nebuah doesn't come true? The answer is he's still a Novi Sheker. Because if a Novi says a Nebuah and his Nebuah doesn't come true, then he's a Novi Sheker Mimonoshach. He's one of the varieties of Novi Sheker. And there are various possibilities. Number one, maybe he just made the Nebuah up out of whole cloth. About another sheker, that's Misnavi Mashalei Shama. Number two, maybe he stole somebody else's Nebuah with a Kav HaChomer. That's Misnavi Mashalei Nemaloi, like Chananya ben Ozer, and the Kav HaChomer didn't come true. Or, possibility number three, it's his own Nebuah that he was down a Kav HaChomer on, or that he made a Tos and a Cheshbon on. But who told him to share his conclusions with the whole world? Kilu it's the Dvar Hashem. So that's Vayter Novi Sheker. And then maybe there's another possibility, maybe he got the Nebuah privately, and it was Shema Yigur Mechet. Okay, that's also Novi Sheker. Because that's not what he's saying. He's saying Koyom Hashem Kilu he was told to communicate. It's also Eisa Shalei Tzivisiv L'daber. So the kids say every time a Novi says a Nevuah and it doesn't come true, then I know he's either. Then I know that one way or another he's a Novi Asher Yosef L'daber Dover B'Shmi Eisa Shalei Tzivisiv L'daber. Either it's totally Asher Lo Shama or it's a Shalei Tzivisiv L'daber. Kach Leikach, he's a Novi Sheker and he's Chayav Misa, and that's what the Torah means, that he's Chayav Mimonoshach. May let's go to the other kasha as well. Yes, in the Mishnah, Mishnabi Mashal Shama, Mashal Nemeloi. So he's Chayim Misa. How do you know that he's Chayim Misa? Maybe if it's a. So the answer is, it depends. If he says, if Yom Yo gets a Nebuah, and Hananya says exactly the same Nebuah verbatim as Yom Yo Hanavi, then we have no way of knowing Taka. We'll never know. Then we'll never know. It'll be a Mishnabi Mashal Nemeloi Chaveroi, and we'll have no way to discover it. The Mishnah listens. Not every time a person is a we don't always discover. We just need one case that we could be Mechayim Misa. Sometimes it goes undetected. So if Hananya will be careful to say exactly what Yirmiyahu said, he could go undetected, we'll never be able to be Mechayim Misa. But there's a case where we are Mechayim Novi Sheker Misa, a Misnavi Mashal and Emerald Misa. Namely, if Novi says a Nebuah and it doesn't come true, then we're Mechayim Misa. Why? Because we say that Mimonoshach is either a Misnavi Mashal Shama or a Misnavi Mashal and Emerald. And the Chi of Misa of every Novi doesn't come true, whose Nebuah doesn't come true, is based on the fact that we don't know exactly what he is. He might be a Misnavi Mashal Shama, he might be a Misnavi Mashal and Emerald. But he's one or the other, Mimonoshach, he's Chayim Misa, and that's what the Mishnah means. Novi Hashem, Gam is Navi Mashal Sham, Mashal Nemelay. Misosu with the other. That's right, he's right, the Lashon of the Mishnah. But Novi Hashem is Chayim Miso, because he's Mimonosha, Chayim is Navi Mashal Sham, or Mashal Nemelay. And Echram, we really never know which. But we don't care. The one way or another is Novi Hashem. I think that's one Mahalach here in these issues. There's another possibility. Just my son Yechiel pointed out to me that there could be another possibility. I think it has, I'll tell you in a minute, I think it has big shoshim. But we could say that in the cheshbon there's another possibility. And that's to say that if Yirmiyahu, what was the kasha? The kasha is, Hananya makes this kavachomer, doesn't come true, he put him to death. Hananya said, what are you talking about? I got the nevuah, shavatis keshes eilam, I'm like Yirmiyahu. I got the original nevuah, and I dash in the kavachomer, this is Yehov Lemedrash. Yirmiyahu is a lot of dash in this kavachomer. Zat kavachomer, yesh le Yirmiyahu los as I say. So how do we know that Hananya didn't get the same nevuah as Yirmiyahu? How do we put him to death just because the nevuah doesn't come true? So the other possibility is to say that if Yirmiyahu and Novi would dash in the kavachomer, and he would be Menabi such a kavachomer, then it would have to come. Because he's an Ovi Emes, and it's Zion Kavachayim of the Medrash. Well, and the same thing with Shivim Shana. If Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who got the Nebuah from Leis Lubavu Shivim Shana, if he would have understood it, that it means 2 years from now, and he would have said the Nebuah, and that's how he would have said over the Nebuah, according to his understanding, it's not the right understanding, but if that would have been his understanding, that the Shivim Shana end in 2 years, then that would have to come true, because Yirmiyahu Taka got the original Nebuah. Yirmiyahu was an Ovi Emes. And if a Novi Emes, and it says a Nevuah, and it's Yod Kavachayim of the Medrash, and he understands the Nevuah based on a Kavachayimer, and based on his understanding of the Shivim Shana, that's how he perceives the Nevuah, that's how he understands the Nevuah, then in the Chanami, then it has to come true, because a Novi's Emes is Nevuah. If it's a Nevuah L'Tayv, it has to come true. The Benishlam has to make it good. And the fact that it didn't come true is a riot that Hananya did not get the original Nevuah. And the Yoyb Kavachayim in the Medrash is Zach Kavachayim Yeshla Yirmiyahu lost his eyes, says Rabbeinu Hananel. Yirmiyahu can make the Kavachayim, and if Yirmiyahu would have made the Kavachayim, it would have to be. But not Hananya. Hananya has no standing. Hananya can say all the Kavachayim as he wants. That doesn't force the Rabbeinu Shalom's hand. If Yirmiyahu would make the Kavachayim, it would have to be Mekuyim. In Cheshman, it does exactly the same thing. It will be also be Yashav Olakashas. It means every time a Novi's Nebuah does not come true, then we know that he's not a Novi Emes. Because either he's making up the Nebuah, or he's dashing in Kavachayimer from somebody else's Nebuah. So in all of those cases, it's not a private Nebuah, and he's not supposed to. Well, that we'll leave out. But whatever. But if he's Yirmiyahu Novi, who got a Nebuah to tell over to other people, and he dashed into Kavachayimer that if Shabbat is as Kesh is Elam, the Kavachayimer to Bavel, and he got a Nebuah about Shivim Shana, he understood that the Shivim Shana is 2 years from now, and on that basis Yirmiyahu Novi would say that the Be'ish Tei Shana Mahinu Amri Meishu Klei Beis Hashem, then in the Chanami that would be Yirmiyahu's Havana of his own Nebuah, and that would have to be Miskayim, and it would have to be Mekuyim. And if it's not Mekuyim, then obviously that's not what happened, and it's called Ashliyad Avol Yovei, and it can't be Yirmiyahu, and it can't be that this is Yirmiyahu talking. It must be this is a Hananya ben Ozer, somebody who never got the Nebuah, and he's either making it up or he's Darshin and Kavachaymus and somebody else in the book. Kachay Kacha, that's nothing, and that's why it's not working. Now it sounds very radical to say something. That if Yirmiyahu Hanavi would would make this Kal V'Chomer, and he would dashen, and he would understand the Shivim Shana with the Cheshmer that is Ba'ish Teshanim, that would force the Rebbeinu Shlomo's hand, then it would have to be Miskaya. I think it has Shoshim. There's a word from maybe I've told it to you in the past, from Yeshua Leib Diskin, famous Shtikul Torah from Yeshua Leib Diskin, a Siyam. He said it by Maimer, we said it by a Siyam Atayr, but Maimer L'Siyam Atayr. It's printed at the end of Shuvas, one of the Chalokim of Shuvas Maril Diskin. Yeshua Diskin was the Rav of Brisk and the Rav of Yerushalayim, who was the Gadol Hador in the time of the Beis Halevi. So he says he has a Mordechai piece of Shach and Hilchos Yisoyde Torah, and Ariezer, he posts the whole thing verbatim. So if you want to read it, if you can't find it, Jewish scripture like Diskin, you could find it in Babiezi. He said like this. I'll tell you the whole thing because it's Mamash Sisayas. He said, he starts off with the Kashi. He says that the Gemara says in Baruch Vasa at the beginning, the Gemara goes through who wrote all of the Svarim in Tanakh. So the Gemara goes through one by one who wrote Sefer Yeshua and who wrote Sefer Shoftim was Shmuel Hanavi, and Sefer Shmuel was also Shmuel Hanavi, and it goes through the whole thing. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Chanshi Kesnag Doyla, David, Shlomo HaMelech, all the various Sifrei Tanakh. So it says over there in the list that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei, his Sefer, the Sefer Bilam. So Rashi says, what's Sefer Bilam? The Parsha of Bilam, of Balak. Yes, everybody, yes, that's what do you mean? That's Torah's Moshe. But that has special Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Torah's Moshe. What are you singling out Sefer Bilam for a special mention? The Ritva says that it means there must have been some other book called Sefer Bilam that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that we don't know about. It's a pella. The whole Gemara is talking about the Chavdal Sifrei Tanakh. There's this new Sefer Bilam nobody ever heard of. So he says like this. We also know another strange thing that he says that Bilam, Chazal say, was as great a Navi as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kumbis, we come, Navi Yisrael Kamoshe, says the Gemara, Aval Be'umas Ha'ilam Kam, Umenu Bilam. How could it be Bilam HaRoshi was as great a Navi as Moshe Rabbeinu? How's that possible? And if he was such a great Navi, he says, so how did Bilam think that he could go, the Rebbeinu Shlom said that he wants to only to be Mubarak, Vesoros Amki Baruchu. So what was Bilam's half minute to go to be Mekal? He didn't know. He's such a great Navi. He doesn't know how it works. That if the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to give a bracha, then that's how it's going to be. It's going to be a bracha. So what was Bilam's half minute to try to do otherwise? What do you think was going to happen exactly? So he says like this. We know Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu, the difference between the Nebuas Moshe and all the other Nevi'im, Chazal describe it, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Bas Baklaria and Ira, and all the other Nevi'im saw Bas Baklaria Shein and Ira. Ha-me'irim means a clear glass. Moshe Rabbeinu saw through a clear glass, and all the other Nevi'im saw through a cloudy glass. He says, what's that? What's this marshal supposed to convey? So he explains that the Nevuah comes into the world, comes from the source, by Lomas HaLyonim, it comes down into this world. What's the conduit to which the Nevuah comes down into this world? The conduit to which the Nevuah comes down is the Neshama of the Navi himself. Because the Neshama is a Chelek Aleikam Yimalach, the Neshama is Mechubat, the Olam of Kisei HaKavod, and on the other hand, the Neshama is also in this world, in the body and the intelligence of the Navi, and of every person. So the Neshama is that thing which is Mechaber, the Olam is El Yainim. It says in Svarim, the Neshama is Mechaber, all of the Olams. So the Neshama is the medium through which the Nevuah descends into this world. So therefore, the clearer the Neshama, the more clear the reception of the Nevuah. And to the extent that the Neshama is not clear, it's clouded by various midos and biases and so on, then the perception of the Nevuah is affected by it as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu, whose Neshama was so clear, was a perfect medium for Nevuah, his perception of Nevuah, that's described as like a clear glass. You look through a clear glass, absolutely clear, so everything looks exactly the same as it really is. It's not affected. What you see is not affected by the glass itself. That's not a speklaria in you. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, a perfect percent of his Nevuah. Every other Navi, I mean, the Rishon didn't choose Nevi'im at random. The Nevi'im were also very great. But nonetheless, they're not exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. To some extent, it's like looking through a colored glass. If you look at the world through rosy-colored glasses, everything looks rosy. If you look at the world through gray glasses, then everything looks gray. Because the Navi is no different. The Navi, it depends on his neshama. And his neshama affects his perception of the nevuah. Some of that's why this actually doesn't say. Some of that's why Einstein Nevi'im is davening b'siman echad. Because every neshama is different, so their perception of the nevuah is not exactly the same. So then he says, "Vayter." They said that's what it means. Aspaklaya meira and aspaklaya she'ena meira. The other Nevi'im, that the aspaklaya hameira and aspaklaya she'ena meira is the neshama of the Navi himself. So then he goes on and he says, "So does that mean that the other Nevi'im, their nevuah is not 100% emes?" But if a Navi's perception of Nevuah is affected by his personality, by his neshama, so it's not a perfect perception. That's exactly what it means. That's the difference of Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Nevi'im. His perception of Nevuah is not 100% clear. So does that mean that his Nevuah is not 100% emes? So he says, no, chas v'shalom, because the Nevuah is miskayim, the way the Navi perceives it. If the Navi has a certain perception of the Nevuah, then he has a very rosy perception of the Nevuah, then it has to work out well. Then it comes true rosy, and vice versa, and so on. That's how, because the Rebbe said the nevuah has to be, if it's the Baruch Hu shows, Bocha b'nevim tayvim, Baratzah b'divayim, and Nemarim b'emes. It's not that's Pshat in the Baruch Hu. This also Rishulei doesn't say. That's Pshat in the Baruch Hu. So Bocha b'nevim tayvim, Baratzah b'divayim, and Nemarim b'emes. The Navi says in nevuah b'emes, he's a nevim tayvim, and Baruch Hu chooses to mekayim the words of the Navi, the way the Navi understands it. He says that's why Bilam thought that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Bilam knew the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was going to send down brachas. But Bilam figured by the time the brachas got through the medium of his neshama and all of the bias, all the media bias of his neshama, so what starts out as a bracha, it'll come out of klala. So that's what he figured, it'll go, we'll get the nevuah, it'll come out. By the time he gets through all of his hatred and all of the filth of his neshama, so if it starts, what came down as a bracha, it'll come out as a klala. So what did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam do? He bypassed the usual channel, and he sent down the nevuah not through the neshama Bilam, but the Yosem Dori Befiv. Just put the nevuah in Bilam's mouth. He gave it to him explicitly. He brought down the nevuah into this world through Bilam's neshama. And it was Megala the Nevuah to Bilam in this world directly, not through the normal conduit of Bilam's Neshama. And in Megala, there was no mokum for Bilam to change the Nevuah. And Bilam got the Nevuah. The whole Nevuah was given to him explicitly, and Ayosan Dori Befiv, and that's why he had to give the Nevuah. That's how he gave over the Nevuah. He answered Shulei, that's why you see none of the Nevi'im were Menabi all of history in Mitzchila Batzlef. Except for Moshe Benu Parshas Hazinu is all of history. And Bilam, the brachas of Bilam, Chazal say Kol Ma Shisal Eichlam Bilam, as well from the brachas of Bilam. So it embraces the whole totality of Jewish history. He says because the Rebbeinu doesn't give over all of history to one Navi that's going to be affected by the perception of the Navi. It's too much power to give to one Navi's perception. All of history is going to change because this Navi had a certain perception. But Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam, they were perfect. Their perception of the Nevuah is absolutely clear for opposite reasons. He says that's what it means. Moshe that Bilam was as great a Navi as Moshe Rabbeinu, because they both saw. So they both saw perfect reception, and then for opposite reasons. Moshe Rabbeinu because he saw Baspaklaria Mira, and Bilam because it was no Baspaklaria at all. To be honest, he brought down the Nevuah right into this world. So he says, therefore, every other you have in Chumash, in Teres Moshe, there are lots of things that were already given by Nevuah to earlier Nevi'im. There's all stories that everybody will. And the Nevuah that had already been received by Avram and by Yitzhak and by Yaakov and so on. But in Moshe, when he wrote them all down, the Lashon Rishul Eibe is Loikim Matik Ba'alma Chas V'Shalom. He wasn't just writing it down like a secretary, just transcribing something that had already been received. Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever was there, he perceived it much more. Whatever Nevuah Avram had, Lech Lecha Me'atzcha, was a Nevuah that was given to Avram, but when Moshe Rabbeinu was given that as part of Torah's Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that much more than Avram Avinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw Baspaklaria Mira, and Avram only Baspaklaria She'ein Mira. So there were levels that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, and not Avram, or a clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu had in his perception, that even Avram Avinu didn't have. So it's called Teres Moshe. It's Nikra al Shem Moshe. Moshe Ben was, it's Nikra al Shem Moshe. Masha Ein Kein Sefer Bilam, the brachas of Bilam, whatever there was to see in those Nevuos, and all the Lashiv and Panim, and all the interpretations, whatever there was, the Ibn Shem gave already to Bilam explicitly. Otherwise, Bilam would have been Mahapach Leklala. So it was already in this world. The Nevuah of Bilam was already brought down to this world and given to Bilam, and now already Moshe Ben is only the second person to write this down. So it doesn't have, it's not called Teres Moshe anymore. Because Moshe Ben is Kamatik Bialma. He's writing down a Nevuah that was already given completely and totally to somebody else. So that's what the Gemara means in Baba Basra. Moshe Ben, because of Sifrei V'Sefer Bilam. Sefer Bilam doesn't have the name Teres Moshe. Because it was given already to Bilam, the same clarity that Moshe Ben had in it, Bilam already had in it. That's Ad Kan from Rabbi Shulei. Unbelievable things. I saw there's a Sefer Imrei Chaim. There's a fellow in Lakewood, Rav Levenberg. He writes a lot of Svarim, Imrei Chaim. So one of his Svarim, he has a very nice thing. He says that if you look in Parshas Balak, the Chofetz Chaim pointed this out, that if you look in Parshas Balak, the whole Parsha from the beginning till Vayelech Bilam El Arzoi at the end is one Parsha with no hefsek at all. No, Psuchus is Stumais. It's just one long run on Parsha, very long and very unusual. Take a look in the current Tanakh or in the Sefer Chaim. Probably the JPS Tanakh, it's also that we also, I don't know. But that's what it is. Chofetz Chaim said, Halei Dover, why should it be that? So he said, well, so the Chofetz Chaim just asked it for a kasha, like, why is it, you know, Nisa Hezma. So he says that with this part of Shulei, we understand it very well, because what's the function of the Parshas? When the Chazal said, what's the function of the Parshas? The Parshas, where Moshe Rabbeinu stopped and he was Mizbein and he saw all the Aymek and all the Shivim Panim. But Parshas Bilam, he was just Matik Baalma, didn't have to Mizbein and Parshal Parsha. Everything was ready, it was already there. Everything was already made explicit. Adkan. So you see Akapana, so you see from this is why Reb Shulei, see Marduk and things. Reb Shulei already gave us this idea that a Navi's perception, Navi sees his perception of the Nebuah is his perception. Another Navi might have a different perception. That's what it means to be Baspak Lari Shainim here. That's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah, which is absolutely clear, and every other Navi is affected by, and Gershom is careful to whom to give Nebuah, but it's affected by the perception of the Navi. And yet, Reb Shulev says that it has to miskayim the way the Navi perceives it. Reb Shulev is, that's what it's like, the Gemara says, by chalom, it's called a chalom, it's called a chalom, it's called that the way you interpret a chalom, that's the way it comes true. And it's the chalom, it's echad mishishim nevuah. So he says, nevuah is the same thing. The way the Navi understands the pisrein of the nevuah, when that's affected by his own neshama, and by his own predilections of his neshama, that affects how the nevuah is miskayim. So based on that, building on that, I want to add this. It's ready, I'm going beyond. That if the Navi gets a Nevuah and he gets a Nevuah and he dashes a Kal V'Chaymer, and it's your Kal V'Chaymer the Medrash. Kal V'Chaymer is a legitimate way of understanding the Dvar Hashem. So the Navi understands the Nevuah with it, and he applies to it a Kal V'Chaymer, then that's his perception of the Nevuah, and that's how it has to be Miskayim. And the Ben Hashem says Shivim Shana, and the Navi has a Chesed, what the Shivim Shana means. That's his understanding of the Pisrein of the Shivim Shana, even if it's a mistake, but that's the Navi's understanding, and that's how it has to be Miskayim, because what's the Dvarim? Because Baruch is Mekayim the Dvar Hanavi. That's part of this Gemara. Chanadim and Ozan Dan, the Kavach Chaim, the Shivim Shari, had a Cheshm for the Shivim Shari, didn't make this up out of whole cloth. If he would have been Yirmiyahu, so then that would have to be his perception of the Nevuah, and would have to be Miskayim. But since it's not Chanadim and Ozan's Nevuah, it was near Yirmiyahu and Ovi's Nevuah, and Zach Kavach Chaim, Yirmiyahu's, initially Yirmiyahu lost his Oysa. But not Chananya, then Chananya is nothing. Then that has no meaning at all, and Taka doesn't come true. And he's Chayim Misa, and that's the Psalm. That's Asheliya Dovel Yovai, then he's an Ovi Sheker. He's either a Chananya or he's a Tzidkiyo. But either, one way or another, he's Chayim Misa. He's either Tzidkiyo and Chananya or he's Chananya and Ozum. And he's Chayim Chele. Okay, let's go a little bit further. I want to finish off the Sugya. Here in the bottom, Misnavi Mishem of Elizor, Kigan Via Balakavish, Nivrosik, and Yenim and Nisan. Lamavasel de Venovi, Havinamicha, the Siv Isha, and Vim, Omer, Eh, with Vashem, I came over Yaman Isla Kaisi. Sivayam, Liana, Shalay Shamato. Okay, the Sukum in the Kavanovi Shova, the Vyatmik, and Ode and Idayanovi, the Siv Khan Siva Isi, Sivayam, like Amani Novi Kamech, Siva Yoshiv, Vayeshiv Itoi, Sivayam, and say, Aye. Tony Tanakami, Hakavish is Nivrosa like. That doesn't say the Mishnah is chayv yisrael shemayim. The Braisa says that he's loike. So what Malkus are we talking about? So Taisa says in Amud Aleph, Les Ve'Lavi says that it's not allowed. Asher lo yishma is not allowed. Va'isha asher lo yishma divrei anavi hu ve'meis anavi hu. Excuse me. Va'isha lishma divrei. Va'isha asher lo yishma. Divrei anavi hu. Anoichi edresh me'imai. So Taisa is not allowed. So why is it Malkus? Va'idein be'meis is also actually be'meis. It means Malkus of based on being kaifim to be mekayim in mitzvah. So based on giving Malkus Mardus to be kaifim, a kaifish nevuah, so to say his nevuah. So Yoina ben Amitai, based on what he given him Malkus to force him to say his nevuah. Fact the Gemara man masri be. Tani tam kam amalei man ochel tamri ba'arba laloki man masri be. Who gives him the hasra? So what's the Gemara's kasha? Says Rashi, "Man masri be, tami ba'arba l'tamar manusun b'kabar." Rashi at this point doesn't explain the kasha, but we'll see from the hemshich. Omer Rabbi Chavi Nevi, we know Yodi. Omer Rabbi Nesif Yilias Hashem Elokim Dovah Kim Gilas Oydi Lab Kim Gilas Oydi Lab Dovah Nevi. That's the hemshich. That whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Dvar Hashem, he gives a nevuah, he's megala soidei la'abdo v'nevim, to all the nevim. Fekim avidum ahadri bei, but maybe in Shemayim they were chayze. Sok the Gemara, and he said, ahadri, do you have your moidei l'kula nevim? I guess it's a nevuah l'ra, to mahadri bei. If it's a nevuah l'tayvah, they can't be chayze. But in the case, but Yoyna was a nevuah l'ra, so dil mahadri bei. And he said, "How do we do have a moed to chulun nevi?" But Yoyin the Hadim be'blei do. Yoyin may koyin nevi nepechas amalei. Iu lo yodu v'toyvi l'rav. Says Rashi. Do my Hadim be'pa malim shol ma'ila v'nichma l'rav v'heimen im Yoyin v'heich masrina be'asra sofik. So Rashi seems to be learning the Gemara's initial question was man masri be'is how to give masra at all. Now the Gemara, who gives masra altogether? So Gemara says chavin nevi. Now the Gemara's question is chavin nevi, but it's asra sofik because do my Hadim be. You see from the Rashi that the Rashi's learning not like Taisus. Taisus says it's Makas Mardus of Asay Sukkah. For that you need Asra. It's the Gdorm of Asra Sukkah. You know Asra. You build the Sukkah. What does that do with Asra Sukkah? Rashi learned to say Emerson, this is regular Malkus. Rashi apparently held this a lot. I don't know what Rashi does with Salaf Shem and Maisa. But Rashi's learning that apparently that Asher Lo Yishma is a lav. And we're giving regular Malkus, we're violating a lav. Fact the Gemara, man masri be, a lav needs hasra. So the Gemara answers, chavin avi. The Gemara says, but to build until mahadri be, so it's hasra sofik. The Gemara says, no, it's not hasra sofik, because they would have known if there was a chazar. Chavetz Mukhut is not like Tosfos Rashi. Rashi was taka a lav. So first of all, you see a few things. First, number one, I don't know what Rashi does with Lashem and Maisa. Number two, is a chiddush in Rashi and hasra sofik. Knows a shiloh. Taisus says in a few places. I think we had an Eilanaris that asra sofik is a sofik for the musr, not for the masra. Over here, it's for the musr, not a sofik. The musr knows they weren't chayza. He's still on his shlichus. Yaina knew that they weren't. The Rebbeinu didn't tell him to didn't rescind the nevuah. And still, the Gemara said it's asra sofik. Apparently, Rashi holds that asra sofik is a sofik for the masrim, for the eidim, not for the musr. Doesn't matter that for the musr is not a sofik. Sofik for the masrim is already called asra sofik. Taisus holds that Asra Sofik is totally in the Musr. He learns this is not a Gemara about regular, this is not a Gemara about Malkus. How does Taisus learn the Gemara man Masri Bey? According to Taisus, we're not talking about a regular Chiyah Malkus. Maybe I should have said that first. According to Taisus, we're not talking about a regular Chiyah Malkus. We're talking about Asay Sukkah. So what's the Gemara's Kasha man Masri Bey? We don't get Asra for Asay Sukkah, for Malkus Mardas of a Sukkah. So what does it mean man Masri Bey?
We can only give Malkus if he's
Asay Sukkah. Right. According to Taisus, the Masra here means Asay Sukkah. We're giving him Malkus for not saying his Nebuah. How do a man masturbate? Who knows that he has his Nebuah? Like, what based on over here knows that this guy has a Nebuah, that Yoina has a Nebuah, that we can come and tell him, did it tell us, say over your Nebuah? Someone says, Chavin Nevi. Frek the Gemara. But Yoina can say, how do we know? Maybe in Shemayim they were Chayzer, so we still can't tell him, say your Nebuah. Certainly can't give him Malkus Mardus on that account. Gemara answers, no, that we would also know. If you're Rashi, we're talking about, according to Rashi, we're talking about Malkus after the fact. And you need a regular hasra and emeres, but it's hasra sofik. Kfir Rashi a little bit bothers me. Why did the Gemara only ask Mitzad the Hasro? Why did the Gemara ask Mitzad the Etzim Chiyuv Malkus itself? How do we know that he was over the Yisr? The Gemara is asking Mitzad Hasro. Who gives him the Hasro? A Chavi Nevi? What about Hasro Sulfik? Why did the Gemara ask a different question? How do we haul him into Beis Din to give him Malkus? Forget Hasro. Let's say we don't need Hasro. Let's say for some reason, he was a Chavir. According to the Madam, the Chavir ain't Sarah Hasro. He's a Chavir, he's a Novi. He's a Chavir. According to that Madam, the Chavir ain't Sarah Hasro. We still have a kasha. Kavish Nivos is like, how do you give him Malkus? How do you know that he, when the Gemara asked the Chatchila, man Masribe? Why is the Gemara only asking on the Hasra? The Gemara should ask on the Malkus itself. Man Malkile. Who gives him Malkus? How do we know that it was over the Issa? Yeah, if he ties not sure. According to Tyson, man Masribe means, a man Masribe means, what based and knows that is a Kavish Nivos that we should be able to say to him, I say Sukkah and give him Malkus on that account, and give him Malkus Maradus to force him to do it. So it's all in the lashon of man Masribe, that's what it means. But according to Rashi, we're talking about a regular Malkus for violating a law. So why is the Gemara focusing on the Hasra? We gave him the Hasra. The Gemara should ask better. Forget Hasra. How do we give him Malkus? How do we know this is a Kavish Nivos? Any idea? I don't know what the answer to that is. Let's just finish another few lines. The Gemara says, "Hamavaser al divrei novi." Frankly, my mina yodi dionish. How do I know this guy's a novi that I have to listen to him? So the Gemara says, "Diyavli ois." The Navi gives him an ois. The Rama writes in the Minhag Hilchos Yisrei Torah by Arichus that a Navi has to give an ois. It doesn't have to give ois like ois is Eliyahu Elisha, but he has to give an ois that he tells the future, and it's Miskayim Pam Acher Pam, and that's the ois that he's a Navi Anis. Frank Gemara by Micha Deloy Yavli ois in the story before, be honest. The Gemara Hechad the Muchzik Shining. The Rama brings that also down. Once he's a Muchzik with the Torah Nevuah, then that's good. And then we don't have to give him. He doesn't have to give an ois every single time. Okay, we'll stop here. I think that's probably where we're gonna stop for the Zman. We didn't get a chance to do everything on a Nechem Lachim, but at least we did some nice things. Okay, fine. For next semester, next year, probably start with Nigma Adin. We'll skip a little bit in Nigma Adin and do it. The beginning and the end, and then Ben Saramara and then Israfi. Then we'll see after it. Second semester, we'll see where you are.
Is there a good time to meet?